When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are rolling through the Tuesday edition of the program. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us, and we encourage you to go subscribe to the podcast as always. Buck, the shipping of these illegal immigrants. First of all, we should mention we now have gone over 2 million illegals in this calendar year. I believe they run basically October to October.
Fiscal year.
And since Joe Biden came into office, by the time we are done with this year, it appears quite clear that there will be over 5 million illegal entries into the United States.
And we're seeing early indicators, as anticipated, that there may in fact be a flight of migrants soon to be inbound to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, which is the vacation home town of President Joe Biden. Hasn't happened yet, looking likely to happen. The Democrats, you can tell, are still very upset about this situation. They're still very angry about this because nothing, as I've said, hypocrisy is who they are, and that's their way of wielding power. But mockery, they cannot abide mockery. Democrats, leftists, collectivists, libs, the commies, you make fun of them and they never forgive you because it actually erodes their power, which is what bothers them more than anything else. When you start to make fun of how crazy their ideas are, how absurd this whole thing is, oh, they enriched our lives for the 44 hours the migrants were on the vineyard.
So we deported them.
That's the story. Until we took the military and removed them. And here we have the sheriff of San Antonio. I was not anticipating this. Sheriff of San Antonio saying that they are officially opening an investigation into human trafficking from these migrant flights. Can we play that one?
What infuriates me the most about this case is that here we have 48 people that are already on hard times. They are here legally in our country at that point. They have every right to be where they are. And I believe that they were preyed upon. Somebody came from out of state, preyed upon these people, lured them with promises of a better life, which is what they were absolutely looking for, and with the knowledge that they were going to cling to whatever hope they could be offered for a better life, to just be exploited and hoodwinked into making this trip to Florida and then onward to Martha's Vineyard for what I believe to be nothing more than political posturing.
Now, he says he's opening a criminal investigation. Now, this is grandstanding. At some level, it's so stupid that I think people have to understand. They're saying, oh, but they were induced. Somebody promised them that there would be a job for them. Who and what? And what exactly? If somebody says to me, hey, do you want to lift into town? I know a guy who can get you a job, I think. And I decide to jump into their car and take a ride. That's not kidnapping. If I don't end up with a job at the end, it's actually not kidnapping. It's just somebody saying that they think I could probably apply for a gig somewhere else. What is it when the Biden administration flies people, including children, in the middle of the night all over the country because they feel like it? I'm just wondering.
Joe Biden would be the greatest human trafficker in the history of American human trafficking, certainly the modern history of any president, if this were the standard that was going to be applied. Because as you well mentioned, Buck, Joe Biden and his administration have been flying people who are illegal immigrants all over this country for the entirety of his administration. And look, this is why you have to keep the pressure up on them. Play offense here. The only time Democrats are willing to discuss the border is when immigrant populations come into their cities. New York, it happened. Chicago, it happened. And Washington, D.C., it happened. Tiny pinprick of the what the people of Arizona and Texas have to deal with on a daily basis. All it takes is 50 people showing up in Martha's Vineyard, and there is a humanitarian crisis that is in effect. And meanwhile, we got, as we just said, over 2 million people who so far this fiscal year have come across the border into this country, over 5 million since Joe Biden came into office. That's the population roughly, I believe, of Los Angeles County, which puts into perspective how many people that is. Any of you who have ever driven around to L.A., just think about the population of the city of Los Angeles inside of Los Angeles County. That's how many people have illegally come into this country, and it's not stopping.
Yeah. They're also lying about this, which is always a tell. I mean, the libs, when they have bad arguments, they lie. They just lie in general. Governor Ron DeSantis, also, I love this. So does the sheriff of San Antonio, what's he going to do? He's going to just show up and try to make an arrest of the governor of Florida over this? Is that really the plan? I wonder what the Bexar County sheriff thinks he's going to do to the governor of Florida here. But DeSantis just points out what's obvious, which is this is all so dumb and not true, and it's not human trafficking, and nobody was forced against their will to get on a plane. Play six.
They all sign consent forms to go, and then the vendor that is doing this for Florida provided them with a packet that had a map of Martha's Vineyard. It had the numbers for different services on Martha's Vineyard, and then it had numbers for the overall agencies in Massachusetts that handle things involving immigration and refugees. So it was clearly voluntary, and all the other nonsense you're hearing is just not true. And why wouldn't they want to go given where they were? They were in really, really bad shape.
Can I just point out, you know, I'd be willing to at least listen to the whining of the lib, because they just got made fools of by this. They were made fools of, and they know it, and now they're seething. Okay, if Ron DeSantis had chartered a plane and had dropped 50 migrants in, you know, the middle of Saskatchewan in the mountains. I know that's Canada, but, you know, that's obviously not nice. Like, that's obviously putting people. He dropped them in Martha's Vineyard, Clay. The plane dropped them in a place that is known for its wealth, beauty, and safety nationwide.
Yes.
And we're acting like they were sent to the gulag.
Yes. Well, and this is why I think you got to keep it up. You can't allow them, by this idiot sheriff down in San Antonio, as we talked about when this story, I think, broke, there's way more Democrat indignation over these 50 than there has been of the over 700 illegal immigrants who died trying to come into the country, including the 50 that were found dead in the back of a truck. And the reason why they are angry about it is because they couldn't even handle 50 immigrants in Martha's Vineyard. They had to call in human services. They had to involve, I think they called up like 125 different members of the National Guard to be able to handle it. They had to transport them to a military base. We had that woman's audio who we played, and she was like, we just can't even handle 50 people. Meanwhile, what do you think? 90% of the high-end homes on Martha's Vineyard currently unoccupied as it comes up on the end of the summer season. Certainly when it's October, the vast majority of those high-end homes are not going to be occupied. We had that nice woman who called in from Martha's Vineyard and pointed out, Buck, that that a lot of people have these multi-million dollar homes and only use them for 2 weeks every year. They don't even bother to travel back and forth all the time. They just use them for a couple of weeks a year. So of all the places you could be put, I would argue that Martha's Vineyard probably has per capita some of the highest available houses yes. and rooms of almost anywhere in the entire country with, that are not actually being used because it's not a primary residence for the vast majority of people.
This is, I've admitted this now numerous times. I had assumed when, because this had, there have been rumblings that this would happen for a while, that the community of Martha's Vineyard would be smart enough in response to this to say,
yes.
Oh, 50 migrants have been dropped here. Hey, there's this inn that's currently not in use. We'll all band together. We'll raise, you know, they have a GoFundMe. They do have a GoFundMe, but it's not going to the migrants. It's going to the community of the vineyard to prepare, I guess, for future migrant flights, maybe, or something. But they, I figured that they would take it as an opportunity to say, oh, we absolutely want migrants. But, you know, Clay, it reminds me of this. There is a fantastic distillation of the lib mentality that plays out in New York City every couple of years. I know this sounds like it's far afield, but just there are in Dumbo, which is the, oh gosh, under Manhattan Bridge overpass, down underneath the Manhattan Bridge overpass, I think it's called, Dumbo neighborhood in Brooklyn. There are two schools zoned there. This is a 98% Democrat precinct. It's all Democrats who live there. I mean, it's as blue as any part of Brooklyn actually gets. And every few years, you know what happens? Somebody at one of the school board meetings says, hey, there's one school that is really high, public school, really high performing, and it's roughly 75% white and Asian. And there's another public school for the Dumbo area of Brooklyn that is really low performing based on test scores and et cetera, that is roughly 75% Black and Hispanic in terms of the student body makeup. And this entirely Democrat precinct, parents go to war with the school board. Why? Because they say, well, why don't we just take half the students from one and put them in the other, and we'll just mix the
zoning. School board.
We'll just change the school board zoning so that we'll have half and half. We'll split the student bodies in half. These lib parents lose their minds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is what you saw in Martha's Vineyard, everybody.
The woke white people are destroying this country. And I argued this yesterday, Buck, but what really happens is they advocate for policies that they never have to deal with themselves. Oh, public schools need to be closed because your kids are in private school and or you can afford incredible tutors. You need to wear masks. Oh, well, you get to work from home and it doesn't impact you. Remote work is important. Well, yeah, you get to sit in front of your computer at home and watch Netflix while you're eating Cheetos. And now with the Martha's Vineyard situation, illegal immigration, we're all in favor of it until it actually shows up on our front porch.
I wanted to make sure I gave everybody the right. It's actually, so it's public school 8 in Brooklyn Heights versus public school 307 in Vinegar Hill. One is very oversubscribed and one is very undersubscribed. And the city has proposed shifting the families in Dumbo, which is the area, from PSA to PS 307. So the school rezoning, this is, I mean, if you're trying to find, Clay, the most liberal part of the five boroughs with the highest per capita income, Dumbo would be right there. And they go to the mat to make sure that they don't actually have to have this changing of the schools so that their kids will be in the more minority prevalent school.
Doesn't surprise me at all. There's a lot of not in my backyard liberals. They're all in favor of left-wing policies as long as they can go away to their island exclusive location that is filled with a bunch of super rich, woke white people like they are, so they can walk into their shops that have the "We welcome everyone" signs until their way of life is just a little bit questioned. This is the defund the police crowd, Buck. These are people who said, "Oh my God, I feel so bad for George Floyd. We've got to do away with police everywhere. We got to defund them." Woke white people, they didn't defund their own police. You go into the richest neighborhoods of any American city, there's a lot of white people there, and guess what? They still got police. You know where you're going to get pulled over for speeding a little bit too much? The richest, whitest area of every city. They defunded the police in the poor areas. So Hispanic, poor white people, poor Asian people, poor people who live in those communities, they don't get the opportunity to make a choice because the woke white people know what's better for them. They defunded the police in those communities because they don't have to worry about the crime. They can pretend that they are better and more of a virtue signaling than anyone else, and they're destroying communities they don't live in. As soon as the chicken comes home to roost, oh, it's a big deal.
You know, Clay, there is a pandemic underway right now, a pandemic of low T, thanks to all these libs running around who lack the testosterone and the intestinal fortitude to be able to go about their day. They're walking around, where's Fauci? I'm scared all the time. But there's actually a biochemical reality of people who don't have enough of the hormones, the stuff they need to have that edge, to have that focus. You don't want to be some CNN-obsessed, NPR-listening, Biden-voting lib with low T. We have an answer for you. We can help give you an edge. Chalk comes through for you. An herbal superfood, my friends, of natural ingredients that boosts energy, focus, and gives your immune system added support, can be sent right to your door courtesy of Chalk. So they've got stuff for guys and for gals. For men, they've got a male vitality stack that replenishes testosterone. This is so effective and helpful for you. Testosterone is what you need to have energy, drive, focus, to build muscle. It's not like a cup of coffee or some kind of a power drink. It's an all-day source of energy that's natural, so you won't get the jitters from it. And for the ladies, by the way, they have a female vitality stack that supports hormone health, collagen production, and the endocrine system. Get the benefits that Chalk, that C-H-O-Q, is providing you. It's made in America. All their supplements are tested twice in labs for purity. To learn more, go to their website, chalk.com. That's C-H-O-Q. And get this, you can save 95% off your first month of any single Chalk subscription under $70 when you use my name, Buck, in your purchase. So here's what you do. Go to the website. It's spelled C-H-O-Q.com. And use my name, Buck, 95, and the number 95. So that's Buck 95, and you'll get 95% off any subscription under $70.
The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is PrizePicks. No surprise. PrizePicks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the PrizePicks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the PrizePicks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
No surprise, but do you know the number of abortions in states where it's deemed legal have increased since the overturning of Roe v. Wade? Sadly, unborn babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn introduces moms to their precious babies through ultrasound. When a mom in crisis hears her baby's heartbeat and sees her or him on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives, and their network of clinics are located in the highest abortion states, standing strong for moms in crisis and the most vulnerable preborn babies. Five ultrasounds are just $140, helping to rescue five babies. Preborn relies on donations from us. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We're going to be talking with Dr. Oz here in just a little over 5 minutes. But, you know, one of the great orators of our time, I was seeing that we had the Queen's funeral yesterday. Buck was couldn't look away. First
went through a lot of
funeral.
Tissues. It was a sad day for me.
First state funeral, I believe, since 1965 when Winston Churchill passed in England. And I thought to myself, you know who the modern-day Churchill is? Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, our vice president, was talking earlier today or yesterday, I'm not sure which day, about community banks. And, you know, they're in the community. Listen.
So we invested an additional $12 billion into community banks, because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community, as well as the talent and capacity of community.
I mean, Buck, her ability to use the same word, was that five communities or four communities in the space of 14 seconds? Defining things that everybody already understands, a community bank is a bank in the community. Thank you, Kamala. I was like, community bank had me totally floored as to what it might be, but when you broke down those two words and explained what they meant to me, a light bulb went off. She is so bad at communication. The only reason that she doesn't stand out for being worse than she is because no one in the Biden administration, from the president on down, can actually speak. It's really an unbelievable lack of talent that they've all brought together. And as a result, we are potentially going to see Kamala Harris go head-to-head against Gavin Newsom in what should be a real battle royale coming forward. That is in the future, however. In the present, I would like to tell you all about my friends at American Financing. Right now at American Financing, if you haven't looked over your budget, now may be a good time to see what your biggest expenses are and where you can cut back. Call American Financing to get this all started today. You know, they're going to raise rates by 0.75 points. That is the expectation this week. Mortgage rates now over 6%. Positive side is your equity is up, but you probably have a lot of high interest debt out there right now. Why not put your financial house in order? You can save up to $1,000 a month. And what would that mean for you and your family? Call American Financing, 800-777-8109. That's 800-777-8109. You can also visit AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Control of the United States Senate may well rest with whether
our next guest is able to come out victorious in his quest to be the next senator from the state of Pennsylvania. Dr. Mehmet Oz is with us now. Dr. Oz, always good to have you, sir.
Especially good today after watching the Eagles prevail last night. That was for a lifelong Eagles fan, that's the best feeling in the world.
Jalen Hurts looks pretty good. Honestly, there's a lot of uncertainty about how he was going to pan out, but they appear to be on a roll right now, especially with the Cowboys suffering and the rest of the NFC East a bit of a mess.
We're feeling good, but of course, the Eagles are always in it. The question is how deeply, but Hurts so good is what we say. And that's actually, yesterday I was in Kensington, which is where they shot Rocky. And it used to be, when I was in med school and I went to graduate school in Philadelphia, it was, a reasonable area. Now it's the biggest open-air drug den, in the drug park in the world, probably. And, it's fentanyl pouring across the open border. It's, they're shooting up everywhere. People walking like zombies through the streets. Homeowners can't go back to their apartments. Stores are shut down. And I went there in part because the Democrats refused to go to where the homeless are, because they know it and they're ashamed of the reality of what their policies create. And you mentioned this race. The reason I'm going to win is my opponent, John Fetterman, is far to the left of Joe Biden. He's, Bernie Sanders, bosom buddy. They call each other the two most progressive candidates in America. They will not own up to the impact of their policies. So when he says legalize all drugs, create heroin injection sites, open the border, who cares about fentanyl? We'll deal with it later. And then we end up with what I went through yesterday. It's a lot of hurt, a lot of pain for people who, if they had a little bit of help and some courage, could clean up the streets, take care of the homeless issue, and save lives.
Dr. Oz, Fetterman campaign, as we understand it, is trying to walk back a little bit the previous support that John Fetterman had given for paroling second-degree murderers, letting them out of prison. He was also a defund the police guy during the BLM era. What do people need to know about Fetterman on crime and specifically on the issue of letting murder? I mean, second-degree murder is intentional murder or murder committed in addition to another felony. It's about as serious as it gets. So why would he want to let those people out?
He's a pro-murderer candidate. He's about chaos. He puts the criminals above the innocent. He wanted to release one-third of all criminals, and he crossed over wanting to push for first-degree murderers getting released as well. There was a man, John David Brookins, who killed his girlfriend's mother. Now, there are people listening right now who probably are upset about the moms of their girlfriends or wives, but you don't stay. That's what this guy did, and because he learned yoga and was studying horticulture, Fetterman said it just didn't square with him. Literally, he said, that doesn't square with me that this guy could have done this. A jury convicts the person. A judge sentences them. Fetterman thinks he's above the law. He's done it over and over again. And if his main goal in life is to take care of the murderers, then what does that leave Philadelphia, which has the highest murder rate in its history ever? I don't buy it. Pennsylvania doesn't buy it. He's backtracking because he knows that these sound great as 140-character tweets. People applaud you because that's what they do on Twitter. But in reality, it causes chaos. Murder rates where they are now. Drugs, number three in the country for fentanyl overdose deaths. One of the women that I took to rehab yesterday, last week died, and they managed to get her back with Narcan, and she finally said she'd had enough and wanted to go to detox. Where are the Democrats? Where's Fetterman when these pearl-clutching sits in his living room tweeting out these things, but the reality is people dying on stoops, destroying the city of Philadelphia. It's the same problems they're seeing in Pittsburgh and Harrisburg and Erie. Folks are not going to side with him in this election, and he is plummeting for this reason.
He's trying to hide in his basement and run the Joe Biden campaign from 2020. The difference is he's doing it because he's not healthy because of a stroke, and Joe Biden did it because of COVID. We know Biden obviously managed to snooker a substantial portion of the country. But Fetterman is still refusing to have a normal debate with you in a normal time. I believe he's agreed to a late October debate, but only for 60 minutes and only if he gets closed captioning so he can read the questions. Have I got that correct? What is the latest on the debate battle and whether Fetterman is claiming that he's healthy enough to do it?
Well, either he's healthy as he claims he is, and he's hiding his radical ideas and doesn't want to debate them, or he's lying about himself. But you tell me. The debate was supposed to be October 6th. He said he'll only do it if it's the last week of October, obviously, because he has two options. He can just bag out of it if he wants, or if he doesn't do well, they can try to cover it up for the last 10 days of the campaign. He also does not give me a full hour. We have to disclose all this closed captioning stuff, all the things done because of his health problems. And then closed captioning means he's going to do things slowly, right? He has to see the question written out because he can't answer it if it's asked. And, you know, these are all problems.
What is it? Let me just ask you this. I know you're a doctor, and I know you haven't treated Dr. Oz. You have not treated John Fetterman. But he's running for an office that requires that you be an elite communicator to be able to advocate for the state of Pennsylvania. That's essentially the job of a senator. He's saying that he can't actually communicate unless he can read the questions that are being asked to him. That's a pretty unbelievable position for someone running for the United States Senate to be putting forward in a public fashion.
Listen, I've got compassion. I know what he's going through. I treat these problems. You know, I mean, you have heart failure and atrial fibrillation and a stroke and all this stuff's going on. You can't understand the words normally. I get it. It's hard. But you have got to be transparent with the voters of Pennsylvania. Pat Toomey came and campaigned last week and said, you cannot serve in the Senate if you can't debate. This man, Fetterman, has not answered a question on the campaign trail spontaneously from a reporter. I did that yesterday, for example, as I always do, gaggle of reporters, ask whatever you want. I'll field it. It's my job. I'm running to be your senator. You have to understand how I deal with pressure. Fetterman doesn't answer questions from voters. He doesn't answer my questions. What kind of a democracy do we have if you're not forced to answer the questions that appropriately should be asked of you to defend your positions? And by the way, if you're bothered by this, everyone, go to DrOz.com and support me. The reason Fetterman's doing as he is doing in Pennsylvania is because he's funded primarily with money from New York and California pouring in. People, liberals, don't realize how dangerous he is. They just want to get a 51st seat in the Senate, but they're going to put someone there who's in near and present danger.
And it's amazing. We're speaking to Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz, I've seen already the shift in the last few months. Fetterman, everything you saw on this guy until this year was he's a progressive. I mean, to your point about being aligned with Bernie Sanders, he was a legalized drugs, defund the police, you know, whose streets are streets. He's basically like a rabble-rousing Marxist is what this guy's really going for. Like, that's his vibe. And now all of a sudden we're told, oh, no, he's a moderate Democrat. He's totally, you know, just like all the other hardworking folks of Pennsylvania. I mean, at some point, it's just too much.
He's about chaos. His positions on education are flawed. The hypocrisy gets deeper. The taxes, he's a big advocate for raising middle-class taxes. He hasn't paid his 67 times. How many people out there have not paid their taxes once? I mean, he's got 67 liens for not paying taxes. And he's
Doc, you got to tell us a little. How is that even possible? Like, I think I owed the IRS once $200 10 years ago, and I was told, like, you better pay up or else. Like, what, 67 liens?
He's got properties that they didn't pay taxes on. He's got foundations that they didn't file their documents. And then he was asked about it. He said, oh, it slipped through the cracks. Not a big deal. What are you talking about? You're not above the law. You cannot rewrite tax law to suit your needs. You don't get to jack up reckless spending and then claim it's not the fault of you and Biden, but rather the oil companies are profiteering. He wants to send the DOJ after leaders of corporate America who he doesn't like. What are you talking about? And this is the kind of stuff that he blurts it out and people cover for him. But this is the person you'd be putting into the U.S. Senate. He's basically a, you know, AOC on steroids and growth hormone.
So my understanding, let me get this right, Dr. Oz, he bought his house for $1 from his sister. His parents funded his lifestyle in his 30s and his 40s. He is recovering from a very serious illness and is not capable of actually doing the job, according to the current senator from Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey, who has actually done the job. And back in 2013, he heard bottle rockets going off, grabbed a shotgun, and chased down a random black jogger and held him at gunpoint because he thought he was responsible for this. And he wants to release a third or more of all prisoners inside of Pennsylvania prisons. Does this guy have any actual normal opinions? Is there anything? I mean, this honestly, I haven't heard one thing that I like about him. And oh, by the way, he pretends to be working class by wearing shorts and a hoodie around everywhere. Why is he not the worst candidate that either party has nominated in this election cycle?
Oh, he is, without question. He unleashes chaos wherever he goes. And the Democratic Party did not want him to be their nominee. But this is the crisis that America faces. He's so out there, far left, and not just from his costume with his hoodie, but everything he says, that he attracts a disaffected generation of Democratic voters, far left radicals who just want to blow it up. Just America's so irredeemably stained, we'd rather destroy it. And then we can rebuild it with our own, you know, our own ideology. And then they go behind him and they donate crazy amounts of money online to this guy. So he takes those ads and he pretends he's something else. That is the Democratic Party strategy. Don't debate. Don't answer questions. Stay in your basement like Joe Biden. We'll just manufacture you. We'll tell people who they should think you are. Address it specifically to whatever your biases are. It's basically Max Headroom. I'm running against Max Headroom. He never goes out and says anything. He doesn't take positions. He doesn't defend his stances. He just runs ads to tell his version, which, of course, ignores the reality of what he said in the past. It's why I'm going to beat him, because Pennsylvanians are too smart for this. But watch my words. This is the Democratic Party agenda, a game plan going forward. They're not going to run their candidates. And if you get away with it, if you don't have to actually have a candidate leave home, make mistakes, defend themselves, which is hard to do, then you're never going to have candidates campaigning. You're just going to sit in your basement, call for donors, collect the money, put TVs on with ads on television, and con the voting public. We will no longer have democracy as we know it.
Pennsylvanians, you got to get it done for Dr. Oz here. Dr. Oz, appreciate you being with us, sir. Thank you.
God bless. DrOz.com.
You'll want to know about an organization making a big difference, an organization that I strongly believe in. It's called Preborn, and their mission is to save babies' lives. In this time, saving lives from abortion is their mission, and they're succeeding. They do that by offering ultrasounds to expectant mothers. When a mother is considering abortion, but she meets her baby through an ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, it is a divine connection, and a majority of the time, she will choose life. They need our help now, more than ever, as they prepare for the influx of abortions in abortion sanctuary states. So visit them online at preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. Learn how Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives. Just dial 2#250. That's #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. $140 will provide 5 ultrasounds. That could save 5 lives. But any gift will help. $10, $100, $1,000, whatever you can contribute, please. You can save a life today. Use your cell phone and dial #250 and say baby, or go to preborn.com/buck.
No surprise, but do you know the number of abortions in states where it's deemed legal have increased since the overturning of Roe v. Wade? Sadly, unborn babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn introduces moms to their precious babies through ultrasound. When a mom in crisis hears her baby's heartbeat and sees her or him on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives, and their network of clinics are located in the highest abortion states, standing strong for moms in crisis and the most vulnerable preborn babies. 5 ultrasounds are just $140, helping to rescue 5 babies. Preborn relies on donations from us. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, closing out the Tuesday edition of the program. Go subscribe to the podcast and give us 5 stars. We appreciate all of you who are doing so. You just heard from Dr. Oz. Buck, I'm looking at the numbers. I think there is a strong argument. New Hampshire is still new because we just had last Tuesday the selection of the nominee. So it's hard to get a read on exactly what's going to happen there with Maggie Hassan, who is the existing senator, and Donald Balduck, I believe is how you pronounce his name, who is going to be the Republican candidate. And we probably should get him on at some point to introduce him to our audience. But the trend lines right now, Georgia, I really believe Herschel Walker is going to win. That's going to be a flip. You just heard from Dr. Oz. I think he's going to beat Fetterman.
He sounds dialed in, man. He is a very, very compelling case he's making.
He is, I mean, he can actually talk, which is
something
helpful.
That his opponent, I was going to say, there is that advantage, yes.
Yeah, when you're a senator and you're basically selling your ideas, being able to communicate and or speak is important, and Fetterman cannot do that. I think Dr. Oz is going to win in Pennsylvania. Our guy Ron Johnson, on with us a lot, I think he's starting to pull away, honestly, in Wisconsin. I think he is going to win. I believe Carrie Lake is a friggin' rock star in Arizona. Every time I watch her speak, I just think she is incredible.
I think she's assuming she wins, by the way, Clay, which I agree with you, she's doing a great. How long before you start to see just the beginnings of the Carrie Lake is worse than Donald Trump from the libs, you know? More terrifying than Trump.
It's a credit to Carrie Lake that her campaign is going so well. One of the top criticisms that Democrats are trying on her now is she's going to be the vice president. You know you're kicking ass when people are like, this job isn't good enough for you. You're going to have a bigger job. But that's how good she's doing.
And they know that, you know, let's just say, playing this out for a second, a lot of things have to happen. But let's say Trump runs, she's his VP, and she's saying she wants to run Arizona, and I think she does. She wants to be the governor and make her state better. But let's just say that all happened. I mean, she would be within 2 years, she'd be effectively running for president. So yeah. The libs, the chance of them freaking out. Now, we're getting many steps down the pathway here. I get that. But, you know, they've already started to run the Ron DeSantis is worse than Trump.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite, like, of the low-T panic lib stuff you see out there. DeSantis is even scarier, even bigger threat to democracy than Trump is among the most amusing genre of lib.
And I will say also, this is why you can't respect anybody who's anti-Trump and claims that they're still a Republican. Okay? And I'm talking about in the public sphere. There are many people out there who are voting that might say, hey, I'm not a big fan of Trump. But if you're out there saying, oh, I'm trying to save our democracy, I'm a Republican who's against Trump, they're going to pivot and be a Republican who's against whoever replaces Trump.
Are
right?
You calling out Scarborough here for King of the Panhandle? What's going on?
King of the Panhandle. I am definitely King of the Panhandle now. Panhandle of Florida for people who don't know. But for everybody out there, You're already seeing Liz Cheney do this, right? She's like, oh, my relevance is based on being anti-Trump. But if Trump's not the nominee, she's going to be like, well, you know, in many ways, DeSantis is worse than Trump. But Carrie Lake is going to win, and I think she's going to crush in Arizona.
By the way, we got a message from a VIP caller as well. We're having all these great candidates on. We want to expose them to the whole country as much as possible, and obviously in those home states, because this audience listening can move the needle in these states. But we got somebody, a drive-by caller, Rhonda, said, have on Heidi Grinnell from Colorado. So I think we might have to have on the Republican contender in Colorado next. I think we should reach out.
We did on yesterday. We had on Tiffany Smiley, who may well win in Washington against Patty Murray. We had Christine Drazen, who was phenomenal today in Oregon. A lot of different states out there. We're going to have a lot of people on. What I think about the Senate, Buck, is I think Republicans are going to win five of these six toss-ups. New Hampshire, I don't have a good read on
right now.
This
is a bold call. Team, we got to mark this one down. He's saying five of six.
49 days out. I think that Republicans have a very good chance to win five of the six toss-up states in the Senate.
You know what I'm starting to see on the horizon, Clay? I'm starting to see it off in the distance. It's just beginning to surge, this red wave out there.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.